Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of marriage, divorce, and remarriage, I was talking about how some attitudes have changed concerning having weddings in the church. Listen closely today as we continue that thought. One flesh is something that was designed to express love only in marriage. Outside of marriage, it is full defilement. But the activity of that in the marriage is undefiled. And I'm saying that to say that God gave that fulfillment for man in his physical being. But that doesn't come, I don't even think comes close to showing the fulfillment. And I don't want to put this in a sexual, dirty form, and it's not. But that is a picture of being one spirit with God as you commune with him in that mansion. Now, I find it interesting that in the 1700s in America, a governor of one of the states sent out a communication in which he mentioned to the various colonies and the various people that he was tired. He decried this terrible blasphemy that was going on of couples getting married in a church building. You say, well, that sounds funny to us today. Well, it wasn't funny back then. You see, he feared that they'd get into church building that's supposed to be holy and reverent, and they'd become frivolous in there. Maybe they wouldn't dress right. Maybe the lady would have things revealed of her body that should not be revealed, but only to her husband in the way she dressed. Maybe the top would be too low. Maybe some of the bridesmaids would be wearing skirts too high. Maybe there'd be a party atmosphere in the house of God. And glory, instead of going to God in his house, would go to people. The attitudes would be different. And they'd become like the other religions of the world instead of the holy faith and love of God. But today we have people get married in church, and people seem like they lost out on something. They didn't get married in church. But that's just you might say that is a new thing. That's something in the last 200 years. So tradition, just like in the day of the Pharisees, when they'd go back several hundred years and talk about tradition and made them laws of bad and good. And it replaced the Bible. And we do the same thing today. And if God says somebody can remarry, then isn't it hypocritical of a church or a Christian to say they cannot? Now, in most of the cases, a divorced person cannot remarry, but we will talk about that when we get into this series. So that don't jump on it right away and say, you know what that pastor's teaching over there? I don't want you to do that right now because I don't want you to end up looking bad with that. So, marriage is a picture of the relationship that an individual has with the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to take you to Ephesians chapter 5 and verses 22 through 32, okay? And many have used this passage to preach on the marital relationship. And it's a good passage, and it supports that. But sometimes it's so emphasized that you miss the real teaching of the passage. So let's look at the passage. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. So understand, a two-headed thing is a monster. Now, I was in a wedding. I didn't perform the wedding. I went to visit. I didn't know a whole lot about it, but I remember the preacher asking the bride, you know, that would she love, honor, and obey? And she said, I do. Then turned to the groom and says, now, will you love and honor and obey her? And I'm saying, what? And so, obey each other. So that means you've got a two-headed monster, doesn't it? And boy, there can be some problems with that. We see, Jesus is the Savior of the body. So the head has responsibility and the care of the bride. And so he says, therefore, as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Now, does that mean there's not going to be disagreements? And a lot of you disagree with a lot of the doctrines that are in the Word of God. So how could you think that there's going to be a marriage that has no disagreement? No, Jesus is the head of the church. He's the head. He's the husband. We have the position that a bride would occupy. Now, for the husbands, he says, husbands, verse 25 of Ephesians 5, love your wives even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. In other words, husband, you've got to be willing to die for your wife. You provide the best for your wife. Sometimes there's going to be disagreements, but you're going to have to take a stand, say, we are going to do this. We're going to be in God's house. Even if they want to go to the beach, we're going to God's house. Verse 26, that he might sanctify and cleanse it by the washing of water by the word. Again, remember the word is exalted even above his name. And now he sanctifies, that is, he sets apart for holy use and he cleanses it. Husbands, you've got a responsibility before God to love your wife, even as Jesus Christ loved the church. How did he love it? Well, he died on the cross for us all. That's how much he loved us. And now he's sanctified. He wants to set us apart and cleanse us for holy use by the washing of water, by the word. And that is the word of God, the Bible. Obedience to that word, living by that word, helps in the cleansing, along with the blood of Jesus Christ. That he might present to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. So there are some men that, they, you know, they primp and all that, and they buy the best clothes. They work out, you know, they're going to build all these muscles. They want to come off as the real he-man. But says, love your wife this way. Jesus humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross, because he loved us. And so, my friend, you're trying to bring your wife not to a position. There's some men that want their wives to be very sensual looking, that other men would want her, instead of being a godly person that people would say, that's the kind of lady that I would want my wife to be like, to be the mother of my children. And so, husbands, you lead your home. You love your home. You give yourself for your home. You do these things and you let them know. You know, throughout the Bible, you read the word love that God has for us. Well, God wasn't ashamed to say he loved us. And boy, I tell you what, we're so unlovable so often. Don't be ashamed to let your wife know that you love her. And he goes on to say, for no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body and of his flesh and of his bones, as speaking of the church, of the saved people, everyone that's saved. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined to his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. Now, we're seeing that man leaves mother and father, joined to his wife. They're one flesh, and they're one in love. He's the head, she's subjected. All this stuff about marriage, and then you get to verse 32. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. My friend, getting saved, receiving Christ, you're making a commitment like the husband and wife in marriage. God teaches against divorce, but he wants that commitment to be a strong and be a life commitment. But my friend, that salvation you get is not a picture of marriage. Marriage is to be a picture of your salvation, because that's the kind of commitment. Your commitment to Jesus Christ is of utmost importance. It's above all. It's even above the relationship with your wife. Now, you're one. You're serving together. When God made Eve out of Adam's rib, he said, I'm making a helpmeet. God had a goal for Adam, tend the garden. He realized Adam needed both company and help. So she is called a helpmeet, help meet the goal God had set for Adam. Ladies, you have that responsibility to help your husbands meet the goal of serving God in your life and as God has directed him. Not you directing him, as God directs him. And you be the witness you ought to be. You be the testimony you ought to be, as 1 Peter chapter 3 teaches. But understand, when you get saved, you are making that kind of commitment to Christ. He's head. You are submitted to him. But that's a good thing, because you know he has the best for you, or he wouldn't have died for you. He has the best for you and mine. So he says, this is a great mystery. And that passage ending up, speak concerning Christ and the church. That whole passage was about the relationship that we have with Jesus Christ as saved people. Imagine that. As saved people, this is our relationship with him. Now, friend, having read all that and seen all of that, seen this picture of marriage as a picture of our relationship with God. So in your marriage, on this series of marriage, divorce, and remarriage, picture your marriage and try to structure it that it would be a relationship that a person is to have with God, so a person knows how to get right with God. See, we were made in God's image, but God's image is spirit, not flesh. Jesus became flesh 2,000 years ago. God is from everlasting. Jesus was from everlasting. God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. So we were created in God's image in a spirit. We each are to emulate Jesus Christ. And we just saw that he died for us, he was buried, rose from the dead, he intercedes for us before the Father, he is preparing a place for us. Oh, so much he does for us. Well, try to emulate Christ in your home and in your daily life wherever you go. Salvation is not less a commitment than that of marriage.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible